Hi, I'm Mark Budd.
And I'm Jair Brooks Davis.
And we're from Mark and Jair Explain Sports.
This is a Tripod production.
The following is a Tripod production. Do not attempt to adjust your dial. Mark Budd and Jair Brooks Davis. Two friends growing up in the Big Apple. Two friends who became sports writers at the top of their craft. Mark, the assistant sports editor at Drexel University's The Triangle. Jair, the color commentator and reporter at Curry College. On their own, they give their own unique insights. However, together, Mark and Jair explain sports.
All right, here we go. How are you doing, Jair?
Doing all right, Mark. Doing all right. You know, I'm seeing some things ramping up in the sports world.
Yeah, what's been exciting to you so far?
Well, you know, the recent announcement of the NBA announcing a two to four week hold, you know, to discuss a potential return. And also it's great to see NBA players uniting and discussing a potential plan in returning or finishing up the season. And also the MLB proposal discussion with players about, you know, taking a potential pay cut and restarting spring training again next month.
Yeah, going into the MLB, I know you told me you provide a specific example regarding to the Yankees, Gerrit Cole. You said you would be pissed off if you heard that he was mad for lowering his salary.
Well, okay, Mark.
Did you not say that? I mean,
I did say that, but you know, I can understand a man not being happy about not getting the money that he was truly supposed to sign for. I mean, if they could backload his contract in any ways, like, that would be nice. But, you know, if you're getting paid $36 million and if you're going to get maybe $26 million for a season, I mean, for a 21-year-old like me, I'd just be thinking, like, you know, look, just, you know, let's just get back on the field and let's just play and let's just try to find a sense of normalcy.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the same thing. He's not 21 years old. He has a family, and he earned his contract, so why not receive it?
Well, I mean, you make sense about it. You're making sense on it, Mark. I'm just thinking, like, for one season.
But I just don't like all these owners and the leagues, like, trying to cut back on salary. Like, these guys are billionaires. I don't know why there's bigger issues going on in the focus. Like, all that's going to come to reducing salaries for players is they're just going to be unhappy. Like, I don't see any logic into reducing salary. Yeah, you'll save some money, but it's not like these owners need to save money. They have a lot of money. They own a team. Like,
well, not the Wilpons, so.
that's a different story.
29 other teams in Major League Baseball could probably afford a whole bunch of things, but of course my favorite New York Mets probably can't afford it, but hey.
Yeah, so I saw that Alex Rodriguez and J-Lo backed out of buying the Mets. What do you think about that?
Well, what I think about it, Mark, is that I feel as if it's less of a circus for the franchise. I remember hearing someone say that, you know, it probably would have caused a distraction, and in the back of my mind while thinking about it, like, it probably would have. I think it, with the way of how personally I view Alex Rodriguez and J-Lo, I feel like they really could have been a distraction for the organization with their love life and everything like that.
Whoa.
I mean, look, I don't mean to take it too far. I just think, like, personally, like, I just feel like they would have been a distraction for the franchise. And if something ever happens, and if somewhere in their contracts, like, if they were signed together, that could have been bad for the Mets if something ever happened. So I'm, in a way, I'm glad that they didn't buy the Mets, but at the same time, I'm happy that, well, I'm glad that they didn't buy the Mets, but at the same time, you know, I'm still a little bit upset that the Wilpons still have ownership.
Well, Jair, so basically your argument for being happy that they backed out is because they're a famous celebrity couple. Is that what you're saying?
I'm just not I'm just personally not keen on. I'm just personally not keen on the on.
I completely disagree with you. If my team, I want like having. I know A-Rod was a Yankee, but having like someone like J-Lo on your team, it gives the Mets a lot of clout. Like Magic Johnson owning the Dodgers, like that's pretty cool. Like people think about it, but because like when Mets games are gonna happen, are gonna be played. They'll be like, oh, where's J-Lo? It will attract more fans and people would be interested. Like the Knicks are the worst team and one of the worst teams in the NBA, but they still sell out games. You know why? Because all the celebrities are there. Everyone wants to see it. It's not even a game. It's just like a show for people.
Well, if Magic Johnson, you know, if Magic Johnson is the owner of the Los Angeles Dodgers, and in that sense, then like, what should Bryce Harper have signed with the Dodgers just because Magic Johnson is there?
I mean, if Magic Johnson was recruiting me, it'd be hard for me not to sign.
I mean, look, it depends on the situation of the team, also.
Well, Bryce Harper wanted a huge contract, though. The Dodgers weren't giving him more than, like, 3 years. The Phillies gave him 13 years.
Well, so just because it's Jennifer Lopez, that you're saying that players should sign with the Mets just because, like...
No. I'm not even saying the players. I'm saying it'll be exciting for fans. More celebrities will come to the... Like, it will be a bigger...
The Mets already have celebrities that come to the game.
Who?
Chris Rock comes to games. Bill Clinton has come to games.
That's not exactly a
celebrities have came all the time to Shea Stadium back when it was up.
They play at Shea Stadium,
huh?
They play at Shea Stadium still? I don't think so.
I mean, I'm saying that celebrities have still come over to Citi Field.
Yeah, occasionally, but like you want them coming regularly.
Mark, do like what celebrities?
Yankees get celebrities. Come on.
Who?
Yeah,
like, I mean...
Fat Joe.
Huh?
Fat Joe.
Fat Joe could come to a Mets game if he wanted to. I don't think that Fat Joe would just come to a Mets game just because J-Lo was there.
I think if you're a celebrity, you have those connections to bring them to come to games, you know?
But, Mark, people come to baseball games to watch baseball.
I'm just saying, it gives the team some clout if you have celebrities. Rather than, like, the Wilpons, no one knows who they are. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we know the Wilpons for certain reasons, but, I mean, if
Also, A-Rod is a former baseball player, so he knows... I'd like to think he kind of knows what he's doing, like, running a team.
Well, when it comes to A-Rod, I feel like a part of me could have done well in the Mets front office. He could have figured out a few things, and, I mean, at the same time, he could have provided some more money to an organization that's like in debt to a lot, but
yeah, he's won World Series championships, so maybe he could help you guys win for once.
You said he won more World Series championships in the franchise. Is that what you?
He's won World Series, so he knows how to win. So maybe he could help you guys win for once. You know, you don't exactly win a lot.
Well, I can't really argue on that one. The Mets do need a shape. The Mets. Well, this season would have been really exciting to see what the Mets. Could have done, but Mark, I'm gonna actually have to switch you here. Well, the Mets have a lot of talent, and we do have a lot of personnel on the team, especially with Dominic Smith slimming down, and we brought in JD Davis, and we still have Yoenis Cespedes, but with our alignments and also Robinson Cano being on the team,
what is he?
A lot of talk has been going to the universal DH. And that could come in this whole entire three league, 10-team division. But what do you think about the DH being universal in the National League also?
I think that'd be great. Especially, I think it helps. Who it helps the most is the rookies, the top prospects, because it gives them another roster spot available. So, like for the Phillies, I know they have a top prospect, Alec Baum. So, he has a chance now to potentially play in the season just hitting. And then that helps. It also gives guys, more playing time. You'll get a chance to see more players. I think it's good for everybody involved. It's also better for the pitchers because I like to think they don't love hitting because they're not good at it. So why? And it helps you win more games. I'd rather have a good hitter than the guy that doesn't know how to hit, right? I think it makes the game more competitive. It's not an easy out anymore, right?
You're right. Well, for me, for me as a Met fan, I've seen Noah Syndergaard and Jacob deGrom rake, so.
Yeah, occasionally, but they're not like a professional hitter, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, you're right about that, though. Well, MLB rosters are expanding up to 26 players this year. Well, that was a plan. And I think that would be nice. It would give more playing time to different people, too.
We haven't really talked about our teams in MLB that we think are going to go far. I know we've talked about NBA team, our finals predictions. What MLB team do you think is going to be the best this year that no one expects to be?
My pick would actually...
They don't necessarily have to be your pick to win, just like a breakout team that you don't see coming.
A breakout team that I don't... that I didn't see coming, I mean, well, that no one would really see coming, I would have to say maybe Philadelphia, actually.
Really? What makes you say that?
Well, I think that Philadelphia is actually really talented, and I have to say that you all had a pretty good offseason by bringing in a guy like DD Gregorius.
And Joe Girardi is really
manager. I think that he's a solid manager. I actually wanted the Mets to hire him. And also, if Zach Wheeler could be very controlled this year, I think that he could help out the Phillies pitching staff along.
Yeah, Jay, being a Mets fan that you are, you clearly got to see Zach Wheeler play a lot. What do you think of the guy? Like, I know he got hurt a lot, but do you think he's good? Or do you think that was a dumb contract to give to him, or what do you think?
I think that Zach Wheeler – well, I was talking to my mother earlier today about the whole entire Mets system on how it's been, like, very – or on, like, how they've been, like, messed up for years in the fact of how they've had so much talent, but a lot of injuries and stuff have came into play for it. But I think that Zach Wheeler had a very good year last year, especially with all the issues that he had to endure throughout his career. He finished out 11-8 with a 3.96 ERA, and in 2018 he had a good year going 12-7 with a 3.31 ERA.
How do you remember that?
Hey man, got to know the stats on your players, buddy.
Jeez. So I'm supposed to know how many points Embiid averages?
No. But I just think that Zach Wheeler is he's talented, and I think that he has what it takes, and I think that he could be a solid number two pitcher to Aaron Nola on that Philly rotation.
It makes me feel really good, Jair. Thank you.
No, I mean, like, I have to admit it. Like, a spade is a spade, my friend. Like,
yeah, I know your pride probably got hurt a little bit doing this, but hey, man. That was brave of you to admit something nice to say about the Phillies.
You all didn't have a bad season last year. Let's not forget, even like, you know, you all still have JT Realmuto, Rhys Hoskins is still on the team, along with, you also have Andrew McCutchen too.
You didn't mention Bryce Harper, bro.
No, I mean, we all know Bryce Harper is on the team, and we said that a couple minutes ago. So. I think that you all have a pretty good lineup, and I mean, you all had a good lineup last year. You had a bit of a down season last year, especially with Gabe Kapler as your manager.
Yeah, but, he wasn't good.
Yeah, but still, you add Joe Girardi and you add Didi Gregorius. I think Didi Gregorius is actually a really good player. And honestly, if the Mets somehow managed to flip Amed Rosario for Didi Gregorius, I'd be like, hey, we still have a pretty good shortstop. So I'm not even going to lie about it.
Definitely. So out of all the sports that are potentially coming back, even like the NHL, Gary Bettman said that he's not canceling the season. That's his last option. So out of the NHL, NFL, and – no, not NFL. NFL would come back in September. Hopefully it comes back. But – the sports that got postponed, like the NBA, NHL, and MLB, which one are you, if you had to pick one, would you want to come back? I know what you're going to say, but just ask.
I mean, look, I'm going to say I'd like to see Major League Baseball come back.
Over the NBA?
Yes.
Absolutely not.
That's your opinion, buddy.
I know, but no. I just think...
Wait. Are you asking me which one do I want to see come back first, or which one do I think will actually come back specifically?
If you could only choose one, who would you choose?
Oh, okay. If I had to choose one, I like Major League Baseball to come back.
That's interesting.
But if your question was, which one do I think, like, more realistically can come back?
I think it's MLB, yeah.
I mean, I would say MLB, but I think that what's
the great... less contact in baseball than basketball. So.
Well, that's true. But I think that what's great – well, I think that what's good about the NBA is that I think that guys like Adam Silver, and I think that I think that the NBA has leaders, and they have leadership. Guys like LeBron James, Stephen Curry, Giannis Antetokounmpo, they've reached out to each other and everything like that, and they've talked about coming back with a plan.
I think it's cool that they all like said, yeah, we want to play. That's awesome.
You know what I was actually thinking about, Mark, before we could get back on topic?
Mm-hmm.
You know how a lot of people say today things like, you know, it's like, you know, what's great about Jordan in the 90s and the 80s, and they have Bird and Magic and everything like that, and how they wouldn't call each other and how they wouldn't work out with each other in the offseason, mm-hmm. and how they criticize players, and how people criticize players today for a lot of camaraderie.
Yeah.
And, I mean, look, the camaraderie that has been sustained in today's NBA is, like, I mean, has brought them together to actually, like, help each other come out with a plan. And, you know, to think back about times like, you know, Steph Curry going up against LeBron James in the finals, and now, like, they're also trying to work with each other just to help out, like, find a way to get things back to normal.
I think there's definitely, especially today, there's a great, like, respect they all have for each other, even if they're, like, rivals. Whereas, I don't know if that was the case as much back then. Like, I don't honestly think Michael Jordan and Isaiah Thomas have real respect for each other.
Oh, no, they
But, do. Like, LeBron and Draymond Green, they had their beef, clearly, when Draymond Green punched him. Yeah. But
I mean, they made up with it,
but
though.
Yeah, they have – I think they have respect for each other. Or LeBron wouldn't have him sign with his agency.
Well, also, you have to think about Tristan Thompson. I believe that even Tristan Thompson and Draymond have even
– Oh, I don't know if there's respect there. That might have – yeah, he punched him in the face.
I mean, he shoved him in the face with the ball, but at the same
time. No, but then they met. You saw the report. They met at, they were at some party, and Tristan Thompson punched him in the face.
But after that, Mark, maybe
they're like, oh, I punched you in the face, so now, we could be friends now.
I mean, I've seen a picture on Instagram of the two of them hanging out with each other, actually.
All right.
I mean, even after that, even after that whole entire thing when Draymond Green said to Tristan Thompson to meet him outside.
But Jair, so last week we talked about how the UFC came back this past weekend. I didn't watch it. Did you? I don't think you did either. Did you?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I'm not paying $80, whatever it is. But if you're looking to watch sports for free, this Saturday the German soccer league. Is coming back. So, and Borussia Dortmund is playing on Saturday at 9:30 a.m. on Fox. Are you going to be watching that, Joey?
Well, I'll try to wake up early in the morning to watch Mark.
I don't usually wake up that early, so it will be a struggle, but maybe I'll record it.
Well, I mean, Mark, you're not into football. Like, I mean, are you big into football?
I'm in the football, not football. But one question I had is, which relates to the NFL. Cam Newton still has not gotten signed, but Jameis Winston recently signed with the Saints on a 1-year deal. What do you think of that?
I think that it's really hard. Especially for Cam Newton, it's it's sad to see, what, especially with all the problems that, you know, he's had to endure for, like, ever since, like, being an MVP of the league. I think that I think that I'm wondering if Cam Newton should honestly potentially just take a year off and you know, try to recover from injuries and just still work out and see where he could go from there.
No, I think he should sign as a backup, and, well, no one hopes, but, like, maybe some – there's a lot of injuries in NFL, so maybe that quarterback goes down and he gets his shot.
Well, that's true, but the question is like, who could really sign him? I saw a report about the –
I don't know why the Patriots don't sign him.
I thought that – I mean, we've talked about this before about the Patriots, like, should they sign
– maybe, like, Jared Stidham. I don't know why, but –
Do you think that Cam Newton would be a good backup to Russell Wilson?
Yes. I think Seattle would be a good fit for him. Yes. I just don't think he'll get the kind of money that he wants. But like I said, maybe just a year of that. And then next year, there'll be more quarterback opportunities for him in around the league. Guys getting hurt, traded, released.
We also discussed like backups for Aaron Rodgers too in Green Bay, and
well, they don't need one anymore because they just drafted a quarterback, Jordan Love.
Did you think that it was a slap in the face to Aaron Rodgers?
Absolutely. And they didn't even draft a wide receiver for him. This was like one of the best wide receiver classes of all time. They didn't pick a single one.
That's
great disrespect.
That to me was very sad. That to me.
They don't have a second wide receiver on the team that's really reliable. So Davante Adams is a star, but there's no one else on that team. So that's really a punch in the face. I'd be so pissed. But
do you know my favorite player is on the Green Bay Packers?
Who?
Jair Alexander.
I want why is that, Jair?
I mean, obviously we have the same first name, but his first name has an E at the end.
It's spelled differently.
Yeah, J-A-I-R-E.
So, Jair, since there's not a lot of sports to watch, what have you been doing? I know you've been playing a lot of video games, right?
Yes, I have. Been playing a lot of 2K, been playing a lot of NHL. You know,
NHL? Working.
Yeah, I play NHL. You know, I always have to work on my slap shot, man.
Who's your go-to team?
I always play as the Rangers. I was actually I did a be a pro career mode, and then I played for the AHL team, the affiliate team for the New York Rangers, and now I'm just unstoppable on the major team, on the actual New York Rangers.
Well, we'll have to play each other soon, because I don't have NHL, but I do have NBA, and I will beat you. So we'll have to do that this week.
I mean, we've also played a lot of. We've also played Madden with each other before. I remember once when I came over and I smack talked you, and you went as Lamar Jackson.
Oh, I destroyed you! Absolutely.
That one wasn't even funny. That was just brutal. But
I'm kind of pissed because I downloaded Call of Duty, which I like playing, but in order to download it, I had to delete another game, so I deleted Madden, and now I'm immediately regretting that decision.
Yes. Hey, Mark, look, I don't mean to go back on a certain topic right now. I don't know about time restraints, but you asked me a question, but I never got your opinion. What team in Major League Baseball do you think is the low-key, like, undercover, like most underrated team that there is?
Yes. This is a great way to end. My pick is the Texas Rangers. I think that they are actually going to be a good team because they traded for Corey Kluber, who's a really good pitcher, and they already have a good rotation with guys like Mike Minor. I think that the Rangers are a team to watch out for. They just need to make sure their offense is productive.
They have Nomar Mazara on the team still, I believe.
And Joey Gallo, right?
Joey Gallo, he's a pretty good talent. But
hopefully by the time, I feel like I always say this, but hopefully by the time we talk next week, we get more news about sports coming back. It's getting positive each week. Like this week, We have the thing with the NBA. We'll find out in 2 to 4 weeks, so we won't know then next week. But maybe by next week, the MLB will come out with an announcement or something.
Yes, I'm just waiting for an official announcement, man. That's when, you know, it's good to see people just trying to go back, just trying to go back to normal, you know?
Absolutely. But, yeah, in the meantime, Jerry, I hope you stay safe, man. Keep social distancing.
Likewise.
And I want to give a shout-out to Tay on the Track for the beat.
Shout-out to Tay on the Track.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram. And at
Exports Drexel.
Yep. And, yeah, we're looking forward to talking with you guys next week.
Yes, sir.
To listen to more Tripod Productions, go to thetriangle.org/podcasts.